Welcome to 10,000 Foot View Podcast, where you can find tools, ideas, and insights from some of the best performers from the field of business, art, sports, entertainment, coaching, neuroscience, and much more. That will give you the perspective you need to break through and unlock the next level in your mindset, creativity, business, and life. This is Monjyoti, the host of this podcast. I have an obsession for deep transformation, and I'm on a mission to help professionals and individuals unlock their true potential in life and business in a way that maximizes their overall sense of aliveness.
Let's talk about boundaries. So what most people get wrong about boundaries?
So the number one thing that I believe most people get wrong about boundaries is they think that setting a boundary is going to change a relationship by getting the other person to either do something they're not doing or stop doing something they're doing. So for example, if somebody has a partner that, you know, does something that bothers them, they think, well, I'm going to set this boundary so they'll stop doing that thing that's annoying me. But really, boundaries are not about other people at all, and they are 100% not about controlling other people's behavior. Boundaries are a tool for us to determine how we want to show up in the world. So if someone is doing something that bothers me, I have to go into it with the assumption that no matter what I say or do, that person has the autonomy to choose what they say or do. So I just get to choose how I react or how I respond. So it may be, maybe you have somebody in your life for whatever reason who speaks to you in a way that you don't like. And you're thinking, well, I'm going to tell that person they can't talk to me that way. Well, unfortunately, they can. They can continue that behavior even if you've communicated that you don't like it. But then you can decide, am I going to stay in that conversation? Am I going to remove myself from that conversation? Am I going to no longer engage with that person? So you have to think about what are my options and build the boundary around that, as opposed to trying to use a boundary as almost a tool to design somebody else's behavior.
Right. That's a very subtle change, but I completely agree, 100%. Absolutely. And what about personal boundaries, right? Because I think we also have to be able to have personal boundaries for the things that we do, because things can sort of spill over for things that we do with our own selves, the tasks that we do. You know, we might overestimate our own abilities and, you know, stretch ourselves too much, and then, you know, things may seem to work in the short term, but in the long run, it's not sustainable, and that also affects our levels of happiness and health and things like that. So what's your concept of boundaries with our own selves, where there's no one else involved?
Right. I think for me, having personal boundaries is about having a combination of self-awareness and then the ability to set limits. I know for me, one of the things that is top of mind, I am working on some new things in my business. And I have discovered over the past few weeks that some of the tasks are actually more time consuming than I had estimated. And my brain immediately wanted to be like, well, we got to get this stuff done. So we're going to keep the same number of tasks and we're just going to power through and we're going to make it work. Because I feel like that's very much how I was socialized. Just keep, you know, keep working, keep hustling. But I had this epiphany of, you know what? I can still get these tasks done. And in fact, I'm probably going to do a better job with them if I recognize that, hey, these five tasks take way too long to try to do them all in one day. So I might just get two or three of them done, but I'm going to get them done well, I'm going to get them done effectively, and I'm still going to have enough energy and bandwidth to do all of the other things that I have to fit into a day in terms of not just my professional life, but my personal life and rest and all of the other things. Because if I try to keep up this pace, I'm going to burn myself out, and then I'm not going to be able to show up to do anything. So it becomes kind of a, we think that, oh, I'm gonna, like you said, I'm gonna go and go and go. But if we look at the big picture and we recognize that we're not machines, we are human beings, and at some point we will hit a wall. So having that self-awareness to say, what is my bandwidth? What is my level of ability to commit to certain things? And how do I balance those things so that I'm living a more balanced life?
Absolutely. I think the notion of hustling and powering through comes from the fact that if we don't, then we are setting limits. So when I talk about boundary, it's like setting limits, and limits often translates into limitations in people's minds, but it's not the case. Because if you don't set those limits, then whatever you're doing might not be sustainable. And if it's not sustainable, then that's a huge limitation. That's the real limitation, right? Because you're going to burn out and things like that, and you're going to fall short. So setting limits in the short term, which basically is boundaries, is actually needed to get more done, and to keep things working in a sustainable fashion for the long run, while you also are happy and your well-being is intact and things like that. So I think the notion that people get wrong is limits means limitations.
Yes,
Of course, yeah.
I think setting limits can be super powerful. I think of the example, I have a wicked sweet tooth. I love, love, love candy. And over Valentine's season, candy was everywhere. And I realized I was eating so much sugar over the week of Valentine's Day that I was feeling physical symptoms in my body from inflammation. And so I just, realized I was like, wow, I really need to limit the amount of sugar that I'm taking in because I kind of lost a little bit of control here. And you can look at that as, oh, you're restricting or you're, it's a limitation. But it's when you look at the purpose of, well, why am I building in this limit? It's because it's actually going to serve my big picture goal, which is to feel healthy and good in my body and not have physical pain and inflammation and discomfort. And so I think sometimes, again, it goes back to that idea of, just like when we look at saying no to others and what do we gain? Like, what does it add, time for us? Sometimes we have to apply that same philosophy to ourselves. So sometimes I have to say no to myself
Yeah.
because there are two versions of me. There's the version of me that wants to jump in and do all the things. And then there's the version of me that maybe is a little bit wiser. And realizes that trying to jump in and do all of the things isn't actually going to serve my long-term goals. It isn't actually aligned with my values. And so sometimes that wiser inner voice needs to be pulled out of us so that we can really look at, what is my return of investment here? If I'm going, 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 what is that going to look like versus if I'm pacing myself, what is that going to look like? And then making our decisions in that way.
Absolutely. I remember one quote by Dr. Jordan Peterson, the famous speaker. He says that everything that we do serves the everything that I do serves the me of today, me of tomorrow, me of next week, me of next month, me of 6 months, me of next year, next 5 years. Because everything that we do, it's a ripple. It's not a one-time thing. So when things backfire, it's usually because I'm doing something that is serving the me of today and me of this week, but it's doing a disservice to me of next month and next year, because we don't have that long-term picture. So that's exactly what you're saying. You know, we have to do something that's sustainable, that's going to serve not just what I'm doing right now, but also what I'm going to be doing a few months or years from today. So sustainability.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important to have an awareness of, what are my big picture goals, not just in terms of, the things I want to check off, on the checkbox or the things I want to achieve, but what is the life that I envision having? What is it that if I were to go forward 5 years, 10 years in the future, what do I want my life to look like? And then how do I align, like you said, the me of today, the me of this week? And the choices that person is making with the choices that 5 years from now me is making and the things that I want to call into my life. And so having that big picture awareness is, I think, an important part of that process as well.
Absolutely. So that brings me to my last question. What's a 10,000 foot view perspective that you would like to share to the listeners? A bird's eye view, in other words.
Yeah, and I love that title, because I think that is actually the way that I think is most successful in approaching boundaries. I think sometimes we look from the perspective of we're sitting in the moment and we're reacting and responding in the moment. But if we could actually pull ourselves back so that we have that bird's eye view and we can see the bigger picture, we're not answering, well, I'm going to say yes in this moment so I don't feel bad. And we're looking at, what does saying yes in this moment mean in the big picture of my relationship with this person, my relationship with myself, you know, my relationship to the future version of myself that I'm trying to cultivate, my relationship to my values, to my goals. So I think just our ability to step back and widen our own lens is really the critical piece.
Perfect. Can't agree more. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. And where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you, work with you?
So the best way to get in touch with me is just to send me an email, and it's Becky@hiregoodcoaching.com, and it's hire with a G-H. Or I'm on Facebook as Higher Good Coaching, and I'm on Instagram as Becky Upchurch with an underscore after it. So those are my most common hotspots, I guess.
Right. And I believe you also have a freebie for our listeners that can help them with saying no.
Yes, I do. It's called The People Pleaser's Guide to Saying No. But whether somebody self-identifies as a people pleaser or not, it is a helpful tool to really help us explore this idea of examining how we're spending our time and how we can really use the power of no to open up opportunities to say yes to the things that help us pursue our goals, the things that light us up, the things that bring us joy.
Yes, I have the link, I believe, and I'm going to put that on the show notes. And I highly recommend that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. It was absolutely fabulous. Until next time, take good care.
Yes, thank you. This was wonderful. I had such a good time.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 10,000 Foot View Podcast. I want to congratulate you for honoring yourself by standing out and investing in your personal growth and taking this step towards your next breakthrough. I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. Do check out the show notes on the description for the details of the show, along with links and offers. It would mean a world to me if you could leave a review about this episode in Apple. Before I head off, I want to remind you that you are extremely special and you have gifts and talents that you can use to unleash your best version, and you are just one perspective away from unlocking your next level. I believe in you.